With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore. Happy now to be talking with the Hamilton Wenham High School Director of Athletics, Craig Genualdo. And Craig, welcome back to MSO, and how are you doing?
We're doing great. We're rested and we're ready to go. Everything's awesome. It's good to be here. Thank you.
You know what's funny? When I was teaching, always had, you know, a summer job. But you know, after about 2 weeks of respite from teaching, I was ready to go back. Athletic directors, it's a different story though. You guys are pretty busy all 12 months, aren't you?
Yeah. So I took the same 2 weeks this year, and I remember at our end of the season coaches meeting, I said, I love every one of you with all my heart. I'd do anything for any of you. Please don't call me for 2 weeks. I'll be and then I'll be back, and then I'll be rested, and my brain will be refreshed.
Yeah, I think that.
Athletic directors by nature. Yeah.
Getting off the grid. Okay, Craig, a spectacular.
Yeah, right. And I didn't even do anything. I just hung up. It was perfect. Athletic directors by nature. Just, you know, there's always something we can do, and. This year has been very busy at Hamilton Wenham. As you know, we've put the finishing touches on our new athletic complex. I'm sure we'll talk about that soon. But it's been a very busy summer. It's been an exciting summer. We're over the moon about what's ahead of us in just a few short weeks. But it's a lot of work, and it's work that you love doing. It's the culmination of 15 years. So it's been busy, but it's been great.
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit, Craig. I may have to try again, but we'll keep this going. I do want to talk about the field, of course, but I want to ask you about the spectacular season you had, your kids had in 24-25, because you won state championships, you won league championships, and I want to start with the girls' tennis team, because that's a spectacular accomplishment.
Yeah, so to win four straight state titles is insane, right? It's just like, both in our league, in our state. It happens. I'm not saying it's never happened before, but it's incredibly impressive. And what makes it even more special is that if you look at each of their last four seasons, they've had a different number one player every year. So to do that means it's not just like you had a run of a single group of kids that were excellent. You're continually, like, that to me is a program, right? The younger kids kind of wait their turn. They're learning from the best. They're competing against the best in practice. Those kids graduate, and then you have another set of and another group of individuals that are ready to kind of take the mantle and run. And what made last year even more impressive was they didn't really, like, we had some years there where we were dominating and just blowing teams out. They won, I don't know how many, like, 3-2 matches they wound up winning. But, I mean, number one, we play in a great league that, in a great schedule, but we play great non-league teams, and all those 3-2 wins and even a couple of the 3-2 losses really culminated. I think it was we played Linfield in the Final Four, and, you know, that match was crazy because the winner, you know, was going to go to the state finals, and it was 2-2, and then the last couple girls were playing, and everybody's watching them, and then it's 2-2, overall, and then they're 1-1, and then they go to a tiebreaker, and it was just like those matches during the year, all those close competitive matches, really kind of forged the steel that helped us get to the finals. And like if you ask Coach Marr, it was like last year was really enjoyable because those games and those matches were so close. To be able to pull them out was just awesome.
I did talk to Coach Marr, and I think one of the things, if I remember correctly, he impressed was that he got wins from so many different sources. So many kids participated in winning.
That's right. Like at different times of the year, different kids were away or injured or had, you know, reasons they couldn't be there. But in the end, they all contributed, and it was a deep, deep roster. And it was, I know for Coach, it was very meaningful. He's done it a long time, and for him to say this is a really special season, you know he's not just throwing the line out there, that he really means it.
Yeah, that's cool. That's way cool. All right, Craig, maybe a quick thumbnail on your other accomplishments in the athletics department last year, because you've got a number of championships and other stuff.
So we had some great teams. We're very fortunate to have a community that values athletics, that supports athletics, whether it's the administration, whether it's the parents, whether it's the youth leagues. It's all kind of one delicious soup. And we're very lucky for that. We had teams have some great success. We had, you know, baseball go to the Final Four. We had girls soccer go to the state finals. We had other teams win a league title, go to the Sweet 16, and win games in the tournament. We had other teams that, girls cross country won a state title. Boys cross country went to the, if they were in any other division, would have won a state championship, but they lost to the best team in the state of any division, barely. So they had great years. And we had these teams that had success, but then we had teams like our field hockey team, which, you know, has never traditionally been a power. They made the tournament and gave a top seed a great run. And, you know, we had different scenarios like that. But the one thing I would highlight from last year is maybe a little bit different perspective. Last year was nuts. You know, we had no fields all year.
Mm-hmm.
We had teams playing all over the place. We had chaos just constantly. And you have to have a special group of coaches, athletes, parents, administrators. Like, last year was tough for some of the, like, you know, because the kids see the thing being built, and there's kids that aren't going to be able to experience it. So we said early, I don't care if we play in a parking lot, and this comes from Coach O'Leary, my football coach in high school. I don't care if we play in a parking lot. I don't care if we play at a 7-Eleven. We can create a great experience. And it doesn't, we can create teamwork and values and competition and all that stuff. And it doesn't, you know, the fancy fields or all that stuff doesn't really matter. We can do that anywhere. And we had people come together all year and really work through the challenge of our situation. And it's not, that can't be understated, because even the teams that maybe didn't play great, maybe have the wins and losses of a girls' tennis or of a girls' cross country or baseball or, you know, boys' cross country, they were able to create that experience. And that to me will be the legacy of last year forever. It really will.
That's a great story, as is the story about the rotating champions in girls' tennis from year to year, because you usually expect, you know, when that happens, it's one group of kids who just excel for 4 years. But let me ask you now about one final question about last year's scheduling, Craig. To create that kind of an atmosphere, I think you mentioned it, you have to have a lot of support, not only from the parents and the community, but also from the rest of the student body.
Yes, 100%. I mean, we still had people come to games. You know, when we had state tournament soccer and lacrosse games over at Gordon College, who were great to us, we had kids that came out to the games and showed their support and went off site and followed the teams. And and that's because, you know, they're all the same community, right? They grow up together, and maybe they're teammates in soccer, but in the spring, maybe one plays lacrosse, one plays softball, one plays baseball. They're still kind of classmates and teammates overall, and I think they value that. I think they care about that. And you're right, without support from every angle, that doesn't happen. So we were very lucky to be able to have those kind of people on our side.
And the reward will be that they can be back home now for home games. Tell me about that, Craig, in terms of scheduling and headaches and bus trips and all that other stuff. How much easier is it going to be for you, or has it already started to be easier?
So it's in some ways, it's the game, like scheduling the games is way easier. You don't have to worry about, at our old fields, it wasn't what the weather was today that we always had to deal with. Is if it rained hard for a day and a half, we couldn't play on those fields for the next 2 or 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
People think that's an exaggeration. It's truly not. So that was chaos, and the puzzle pieces and finding places to play, and sometimes you have to switch a home game to a road game. Now, unless it's either super hot or lightning, we're playing.
Yep.
And you know, we can then say that we're supposed to go on the road to a team that has grass and their field isn't ready. We can say, well, we'll host you. And we have that ability. Now, that said, what that does is that makes scheduling the practices challenging, because, you know, you might think you have a 4 o'clock practice. All of a sudden, a game which was supposed to be on the road can't be played. Now it has to be played at our place. That bumps the practice, and that might happen at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So the practice schedule will be a major challenge. It's going to be a major adjustment for our coaches. We've been talking about it now for months. I've been thinking about it for years and talking about it for months, and that'll take some, you know, getting used to and some adjusting. But the difference is we know we'll always be able to practice outside, and that's the benefit. Like in the past, if we had a rainy day and, you know, the town shut down the library field, we couldn't play field hockey, or we couldn't play on our backfields and practice soccer. Now we're going to practice every day. The times may get shuffled around, so it'll get some used to. It'll take some getting used to, but we'll get there.
I have no doubt, Craig. I have no doubt. All right, bring it forward now for me. What about what's going on now in August? What's up in the next 3 or 4 weeks with you and your coaches?
That's a great question. So this is why we say summer's short, because in my brain, school's already started. I'm already like a month ahead. So here's what has to happen. We're putting the final touches on the athletic complex, right? It's essentially ready. There's some things we have to do. It's not quite ready. There's a couple things we have to get done. And then after that time, there'll still be some other things that need to get finished and all that stuff between now and the spring, and that's fine. But we'll be able to start on time, and that is a huge focus, right? Like, let's get the complex ready for practices. Then as practices start, there's some final touches we'll need for the games, and we're heavily focused on that at the moment. We're hiring a new field hockey coach as we speak. Just before I talk to you, I talked to one of our field hockey candidates, and we're excited about that. So getting all the coaches ready administratively, paperwork, all that stuff ready to go. We have a meeting with our athletic community on the 12th, where we'll bring everybody in and you know, talk to parents, talk to kids, we'll talk to coaches, and kind of get all that stuff started. And then the coaches will spend a few days kind of setting up their field, because, you know, their equipment's kind of been all over the place, so we got to figure out our space and set that up. Football will start on the 15th. Everybody else starts practice on the 18th. We'll have a couple weeks of preseason with some scrimmages, and then Labor Day, and then we're ready to go.
There you go. Man, that's to Coach, before I let you go, tell me about your helpers, because I know that there's a collegiality among coaches and directors of athletics, but also in the AD's office, there's always one person or two people helping out.
I'm incredibly glad you asked this. I would say the first and foremost person is the woman who works alongside with me in the office, Trish Maven. She has been in our district for, I think, over 10 years now, and we have like a shorthand where she can finish my sentences. I'll say, Trish, hey, can you? And she'll be like, yep, here it is. And it's just, she's bright, she's great with people, she's motivated, she cares, she lives in town, she has kids in town. She's deeply connected to the youth sports in town. Her husband's our baseball coach. So she knows what a coach goes through behind the scenes. And I cannot think of she knows, you know, if I'm frustrated, she knows it and she yells at me, and she's always right. She's never wrong. And when I need to bounce something off of someone, she's the first person I go to, and she'll tell me, hey, you need to be a little more edgy with this. You need to be a little more aggressive. Or, hey, why don't you calm down? Why don't you reread that and rewrite that? And I just can't speak highly enough of her. She means the world to me. So she's the first person. And then Hannah Bunker, our trainer, has been with us 7 or 8 years. She got married last spring. I almost said her old last name. She's incredible. She just comes in, does her thing. She's always around. Her hours are doubling this year because, you know, she used to leave during the week at 6. Now she's going to be leaving at 8 or 9, depending on the night. And so she's, her and Harmeling Physical Therapy, who she works for, has really stepped up and helped us and kind of accepted the challenge of all these new hours. And then, of course, just all the parents and the coaches and the school administration, the school committee, all those people, like I said earlier, it all kind of has to be in sync and pulling in the same direction, or else things can go sideways. So we're really, really lucky. I'm glad you asked me that. Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. It's always great to learn about that. And generally, when I usually I have to go through the gatekeeper, you know, whoever that might be, when I'm talking to someone. So I appreciate that. Coach, congratulations on a spectacular year last year. I look forward to talking with you again, and best of luck.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Thank you for all you do for high school sports. It's incredible.
Oh, I appreciate that, too. Thank you, Craig. Hey, Craig, be well. Take care.
All right. You too, Rick. Talk to you down the line.
Very good. Bye-bye. That is Athletic Director Craig Genualdo. I almost got my tongue all messed up there. Craig Genualdo, Hamilton Wenham High School's Director of Athletics. Great story over there at Hamilton Wenham. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.